You will hear part of an interview with Luke Harding, a young student. For questions, complete the sentences. Before you start, spend 45 seconds.
And in this week's programme, Education Today, we talk to 17-year-old Luke Harding, who's chosen to do a 2-year course in film studies. Tell us, Luke, why did you decide to do this particular course?
Well, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do when I went to college, but I've always loved seeing films at the cinema, and this course gives you the chance to watch them at college and get a qualification at the same time. No, but seriously, it's a proper serious course, just like history or English, and you need to be really interested in films. You have to have seen lots, and just sitting there watching is not enough. You can't just say, oh, this one's cool, and that one's no good. I mean, you need to have opinions about them, and you've got to be able to back up your theories too.
And who actually chooses the films you watch? Can you do that yourself, or is there a syllabus?
In the first year, it's more or less up to the class to decide, though the teacher does have a say too. It's not like the second year. Although you can choose one or two yourself, then it's the examiners who specify the majority of them. But basically, you can do anything that you find interesting in the first year.
Really? And what about the other stuff you do on the course? How much of it is practical?
About 20% of the course. In the first year, that is. The rest of it is theoretical. And we have to write essays too.
What else do you do apart from practical work?
Well, you get to understand how films are put together, both old and more recent ones. In fact, one example of a popular film was last week we were looking at how a Harry Potter film was made. The techniques were amazing. They're very clever.
That sounds as if you had a very good time.
Well, yes. But of course, as I said, there are essays and things as well. We have to research people who are important, who can use their influence in what happens. I've just done a study of the director Meera Syal. She's quite famous, and she's made a lot of films about the Asian community in Britain.
And is there an exam at all?
Sure. And you've got to pass it. It counts for 2/3 of the marks, and the coursework for 1/3. If you fail, they make you repeat the year.
And how about the second year? Is that the same sort of work again?
Yes, basically. But it's a lot harder because you don't watch just mainstream English and American stuff. You need to see a bigger variety of films, like foreign language films. And there's a lot more theory. And then on the practical side, you have to apply what you've learnt by making a short film yourself. So you script it, actually make it, and then edit it. I'm really looking forward to doing that.
So, will all this work set you up for a brilliant career?
Well, it's really good preparation for a degree in media studies, which is what I want to do. And it's already given me lots of confidence. I mean, of course, you can't just walk off and become the next big Hollywood director at the end. You've got to be realistic. But it's a great course. And on the plus side, it means I've always got an excuse when Mum and Dad complain I'm watching too many videos.
Well, it's been interesting to talk to you, and I now know a lot more about film studies. Luke Harding, thank you for joining us today.
Now you'll hear again.
And in this week's programme, Education Today, we talk to 17-year-old Luke Harding, who's chosen to do a 2-year course in film studies. Tell us, Luke, why did you decide to do this particular course?
Well, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do when I went to college, but I've always loved seeing films at the cinema, and this course gives you the chance to watch them at college and get a qualification at the same time. No, but seriously, it's a proper serious course, just like history or English, and you need to be really interested in films. You have to have seen lots, and just sitting there watching is not enough. You can't just say, oh, this one's cool, and that one's no good. I mean, you need to have opinions about them, and you've got to be able to back up your theories too.
And who actually chooses the films you watch? Can you do that yourself, or is there a syllabus?
In the first year, it's more or less up to the class to decide, though the teacher does have a say too. It's not like the second year. Although you can choose one or two yourself, then it's the examiners who specify the majority of them. But basically, you can do anything that you find interesting in the first year.
Really? And what about the other stuff you do on the course? How much of it is practical?
About 20% of the course. In the first year, that is. The rest of it is theoretical. And we have to write essays too.
What else do you do apart from practical work?
Well, you get to understand how films are put together, both old and more recent ones. In fact, one example of a popular film was last week we were looking at how a Harry Potter film was made. The techniques were amazing. They're very clever.
That sounds as if you had a very good time.
Well, yes. But of course, as I said, there are essays and things as well. We have to research people who are important, who can use their influence in what happens. I've just done a study of the director Meera Syal. She's quite famous, and she's made a lot of films about the Asian community in Britain.
And is there an exam at all?
Sure. And you've got to pass it. It counts for 2/3 of the marks, and the coursework for 1/3. If you fail, they make you repeat the year.
And how about the second year? Is that the same sort of work again?
Yes, basically. But it's a lot harder because you don't watch just mainstream English and American stuff. You need to see a bigger variety of films, like foreign language films. And there's a lot more theory. And then on the practical side, you have to apply what you've learnt by making a short film yourself. So you script it, actually make it, and then edit it. I'm really looking forward to doing that.
So, will all this work set you up for a brilliant career?
Well, it's really good preparation for a degree in media studies, which is what I want to do. And it's already given me lots of confidence. I mean, of course, you can't just walk off and become the next big Hollywood director at the end. You've got to be realistic. But it's a great course. And on the plus side, it means I've always got an excuse when Mum and Dad complain I'm watching too many videos.
Well, it's been interesting to talk to you, and I now know a lot more about film studies. Luke Harding, thank you for joining us today.